Continuing further, just an attempt at an analysis there of history for the cosmos, and they end somewhere. In my view and opinion, this is significant because we can continue it from merely a cosmological study to a historical and social study, because we see here a humanity, a fairly globally homogeneous in worldview and culture, in that sense, a culture based on this cosmology and worldview that we have described in this book, which, as we especially see in the Indian scriptures, is based on an elevated understanding of the cosmos, not as just a material space of material activities for material gains, but a cosmos of life, going on in these three worlds, divided on gunas of qualities of consciousness, and how built into this cosmology is the understanding for how to how this cosmic order is there to help us, to elevate us, to make us enlightened, happier, and finally return home to a real reality. This is, in other words, it's a culture and worldview and cosmology based on a very an understanding that is very similar all over the world, and which was definitely prevalent there around 5,000 years ago. At the Sumerian culture, we find it in there. In the Indus Valley culture, we find it there in the Bhagavatam, which is by its own account and by certain other evidence that we find, and I was told about in this book, also going back to 5,000 years ago or something, at least containing stories going back and originating back then. So, and these stories, they tell about Kali Yuga entering at that time, 5,000 years ago, where that would change, how that elevated, enlightened cultures and consciousness of human beings, not in terms of being technically advanced or city builders and all that, but of higher human qualities, which of course results in a human society that is harmonious. And we'll just look back at the archaeological remnants we have, and we see signs of it if we look with open, clear, unbiased eyes at the people back then, from their heart, from everything we find, seem to have been just that strong, wise, elevated, harmonious. In any case, a different quality of humans than now. And we will understand from these old scriptures and stories and all that, the same thing, telling us, describing what a civilized human is like. And that confirms this. So then, Bhagavatam says, a slow degradation started. And whether these time spans and all that are really correct, that's another thing, or how to understood correctly. There are different opinions about the yogas and all that, but something happened then, definitely, and we see how there was a gradual progress towards a more materialistic focus and absorption and how these is that we are describing here as the cosmology and world, we are building up a culture and several cultures very similar, was eventually replaced by, as we see there in the Sumerian culture, for instance, the growth of big cities, of big buildings, these big temples that embedded this cosmology, but then turned into power centers of religions and states. Where a gradual corruption crept into the hearts of leaders, of the intelligent people even, truth became compromised. And just as we see today, almost to the completion, that the intellect of the intelligentsia was directed towards materialistic science, meaning technology. You see in the old Roman cities, what technology, how advanced their building techniques were, and so on. That started growing, developing gradually by focusing intelligence more on that. How can we increase our comfort and our enjoyment in this material world? How can we build better weapons to defend ourselves against our enemies, and so on and so forth? How can this me, the big great emperor, build a heaven on earth where I am the god? we can see this whole development there. I think we can make a nice story. I mean, speaking about colonialism and all that, we can really tell the story all the way back there. But this is for the cosmology book.